Visiting with John Morris Russell and Hengabeh Nassif, who is the chair of the New Year's Eve Gala. The Cincinnati Symphony and Pops Orchestra are going to be strutting thy stuff.
Yes, indeed. Happy holidays. It's been a fantastic holiday season. Our traditional New Year's Eve concert featuring our fantastic orchestra, and also the best doggone party in town. And our concert is called La Vie Parisienne, and we're celebrating the great concert music from the turn of the century. You know, we think of Paris, we think of the Moulin Rouge and Can-Can Dancers, the music of Offenbach. It's a star-spangled event. And afterwards, an incredible party, which is the mastermind of Hengabeh Nassif, who is joining us.
That is so kind of you. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. And I like to say, yes, I am a Persian girl. Hengabeh means spontaneous in Persian. And that is what I'm going to give you tomorrow night. One fantastic, spontaneous event. Let's talk a little about the concert tomorrow night and all the surprises.
You betcha. Our prima donna is a wonderful soprano named Natalie Choquette. And Natalie is an extraordinary singer. I've worked a lot with her in Canada. And so this is going to be her Cincinnati Symphony debut. She sings many of the great classic arias, but then has some madcap shtick that goes along with it. She has that unique combination of high and low. She is an extraordinary singer, yet has completely zany outfits. It's one of those concerts you go and you hear her and see her show, and it's life-changing.
And John, if I may interject also, that while all that is going on, then you've got these visuals on stage, which is going to bring a lot of excitement to the audience. I mean, I can just imagine how it will just delight you all.
It's the Pops, after all. So it's a great display of light and color and great music. We have the Studio for Dance is going to be doing the Can-Can. We've got music like April in Paris and Michelle Mabel. And, of course, we'll have the Can-Can, American in
ooh,
Paris.
La, ooh la la, ooh la la.
And the cool thing is the concert starts at 7:30.
Absolutely.
So it allows people to start the evening out right. And so many people come to Music Hall and come in large groups and maybe go home to a house party or so. Or if you want to stick around after the concert, there is this fantastic party up in the ballroom. Everyone kind of goes up. They're dressed to the nines. There's champagne,
oh,
a fantastic
boy.
Feast, and great music for dancing all the way to 1 a.m.
Yes, absolutely. So basically, I want to tell you that the Music Hall ballroom will be transformed into a concert cabaret hall reminiscent of the sumptuous and sultry Moulin Rouge for the classiest New Year's Eve party in Cincinnati. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. And, of course, we're going to have a nice plate at dinner by Funkies, of course, the most wonderful Funkies.
Yeah.
He always brings us wonderful food. There's going to be dancing and the great music of
Hank Mautner and the Heritage Swing Orchestra. You know, this is what I love about this party. And when I was the associate conductor, this was the very first concert I conducted in 1995. Going into 1996, changed my life, especially because of this fantastic dance band. And nowadays, so often you go to a party or something, and they're playing mixtapes, and this is a live, fantastic band. So many people get dressed up, and that dance floor is packed all night long, and it is so much fun. It's one of the things that my wife and I so look forward to.
How long does the party go on?
Oh, it goes on.
1 o'clock or so?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Champagne toast?
Yeah.
You got a champagne toast going on?
Come on. It's a Cincinnati Symphony and Pops Orchestra, for Pete's sake.
Ring it in.
Yeah.
The highlight of the annual New Year's Eve ball is the silent auction, and I wanted to touch up on that.
Sure.
There's always a number of beautiful items on which we can bid on. This year, we have a particularly exciting addition. Guests will have the opportunity to begin 2013 in luxury and style with the auction of 2-year lease of 2013 sports sedan donated by Mercedes-Benz of Cincinnati. So,
does it come in red?
Oh, darling, it'll come in all kinds of colors.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, this is one of the great benefits for the orchestra is that most of the silent auction comes after the champagne toast. Besides cutting a rug there on the dance floor, I usually walk out of the hall with too many things.
That's a good idea.
And we do have a very international committee this year, so we are going to be bringing in some belly dancing auction items, some Persian lessons, Sri Lankan language lessons. So you will see a little bit of international flair also to this.
Certainly sounds like it.
It was so fun to program this one into putting together all this great music from Paris at the turn of the century, music that you might have heard if you were sipping champagne at the Moulin Rouge the Moulin Rouge, kind of the centerpiece of French culture. And, you know, when you say the word Moulin Rouge, it really makes you think of the wonderful joie de vivre there of Paris at the turn of the century. And, you know, man, I tell you, those Parisians know how to party, and doggone it, we're going to be doing it here.
We're going to have a great time. It's going to be amazing. We can't wait to see you all tomorrow night. We extend our invitation to Cincinnati at large.
Get all the details by visiting the website, wvxu.org, and we'll link you to the CSO for the Cincinnati Symphony and Pops Orchestra big New Year's Eve concert and gala, La Vie Parisienne.
Yes, indeed. Celebrating the music and the wonderful traditions of the Moulin Rouge.
When was the last time that you were not working on a New Year's Eve, John? You work every New Year's Eve.
I got to think about that one.
And do you enjoy big celebrations as well?
I enjoy the celebration of the New Year's. I think it gives you the opportunity of life and love and the circle of life and the continuity of life. And I think it is very important to come together with your family and enjoy this beautiful evening.
Excellent. And it's going to be tomorrow night, 7:30 a start time?
7:30. And the concert is about 2 hours in length. And then right afterwards, a wonderful gala there up in the ballroom. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
And he'll be conducting and later cutting a rug.
You betcha.
John Morris Russell. And visiting also with Hengo Manassef, chair of the New Year's Eve gala for the CSO. Thank you so much for your time and have a great, great time.
Happy
Thank
New Year.
You. Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.